Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
The first of 9 number one singles for ABBA on this day in 74. Originally called Honey Pie, Waterloo went on to win ABBA the Eurovision Song Contest for Sweden.
Bjorn met with Agneta, I met with Frida. We were together on a social basis. But then we said, what we should do? We should write a pop song in English and see what happens.
And you know that two guys meet, one happens to meet a blonde, fantastic singer, and the other one, just a month later later, meets a red hair who's equally fantastic singer, and they didn't even think of starting a group. It's a marvelous feeling. You feel grateful, humble, because, I mean, we don't know exactly why us. Why did this happen to us?
Phyllis Nelson was at the number one spot on this day in 1985 with Move Closer. It was her only hit, making the American singer a one-hit wonder. Scored her first solo number one on this day in 1991 with the Shoop Shoop song. The song featured in the film Mermaids. She caused quite a stir in her early career, being the first female to show her belly button on television.
If you showed the slightest sliver of something on the side, people lost their minds. Or if you went down too low or whatever. But because I was married, because Sonny and I were married, I got away with a lot. I never said, I can't wear that. All women want to feel sexy, you know? I looked good naked. I wasn't thinking about it, you know, and I liked showing what I was showing.
And back in 2016, after Donald Trump's campaign played Start Me Up following his victory speech, the Rolling Stones asked him to stop using their music. Mick Jagger.
Mystified, I'd say. That's the polite word. I don't want to say, you know, superficial and flip things.
Ours was not a campaign, but rather an incredible and great movement.
That is a look at Today in Music for Tuesday, the 4th of May, at Mix 104.9.